Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. On Friday, June 13, 2014, on his radio show, Rush Limbaugh analyzed a Barack Obama fundraiser speech about Dream Kids. Dream Kids are children who come to the U.S. illegally, but are allowed to stay here, either because of state law or because of the president's refusal to deport them. They're called Dream Kids because of proposed federal legislation with the acronym DREAM. Rush Limbaugh properly identified how these Dream Kids are seen by Barack Obama as the future of the Democratic Party, as Democratic Party voters. He said, "What makes them special is that they are seen as future registered Democrats." End quote. So Rush is correct in identifying how Dream Kids are future Democratic voters that will help the Democratic Party maintain a permanent majority. Part of what Rush was talking about was that illegals brought here will be shaped into future Democratic voters. But we already have that happening. Not with illegals, but with the children already here. The civil government school system is the present producer of Democratic voters. It is the modern-day Democratic machine. The civil government school system is the vehicle by which the Democratic Party is already creating a permanent Democratic majority. The civil government school system is funded with the conservatives' tax dollars, yet the civil government school system does not promote conservative principles. It certainly doesn't promote Christian principles, which is where conservatism originates. But conservatives, including those like Rush Limbaugh, don't want to touch the civil government school system abolition issue. Conservative leaders refuse to see what liberal leaders see, that the educators control the ballot box. Conservative leaders must question whether there should even be a civil government school system in the first place. When that question is presented, people will have to go somewhere for the answer. Then conservative leaders, if they are true conservatives, will point to scripture for the answer to such a question. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.